The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, we're back. This is Alan Ellis. Robin's not here this morning, and I don't know if she'll join us or not a little later, but everything's good with her. She's just catching up on her rest a little bit. So here we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we look forward to hearing from you. We're giving a muzzleloader away next Saturday. It is a CVA, our fine sponsor, CVA. They make a great muzzleloader. I carry one with me in muzzleloader season. We're giving away the Optima model. It's a stainless and black synthetic stock model. And I'm not sure what the value is on it, but you know what? A free muzzleloader is better than buying one, so why not get in a contest? You simply call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And you'll leave it your first and last name accurately with Aaron on the telephone when he answers it, and then your phone number, too. And then all you got to do is go on the air with me, and that's very simple. That's very simple. So I'll talk more about that later maybe, but if not, you've got the message, so... Aaron, who is on the line? Okay, Richard. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Not too much. Just want to enter into the muzzleloader contest.
Okay, sounds good.
And saying that the crabs are starting to slow down a little bit now.
Oh, they are. Is the water getting a little cooler?
Yeah, we're catching 3 to 4 bushel a day. Now we're down to about a bushel and a half.
I got it.
It's definitely slowing down, but they are pretty crabs. They're fat, you know, fall crabs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Definitely, no doubt about that.
Got it. All right, that sounds good.
Okay, buddy.
All right, well, we'll get a dozen or so before it all ends and, you know, get some nice fat ones.
They'll definitely be good, nice fat crabs, you know, with fat and mustard and all the goodness.
Yes, sir. Very good.
No doubt about that, Big Daddy. Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You got it. See you later. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Mike in Rosedale, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing good. What's going on?
Hey, I had a question. Do you know anything about the 350 Legend as far as being a good deer hunt, a deer round? Or
a lot of people are using the 350 Legend because it is a mild shooting, accurate, albeit not so long range, straight wall cartridge rifle.
When you say not so long. Right.
Not so long. I would say I wouldn't push it to 200 yards. You can. I've heard of deer being taken with it. But because it is a straight wall cartridge, the ballistics out to 200 yards they're okay. Okay, you'll kill a deer, but I would just not push it beyond 150 if that were me. That's a personal opinion.
Just curious. Comparing that to the 450, how do you feel they both compare?
The 450 Bushmaster is the way to go.
Okay. 450 is the way to go.
I think it is, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, man. My opinion.
Right. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Take care. All right. what's first name? Herbie. Good morning, Herbie. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Man, I just called. I love your show. And I'm driving up to Centerville. We have a free dental day where I'm working today, but I'm listening to you. I just miss not hearing Robin's voice, too.
Oh, I know. She's catching up. Long week for her.
Oh, my gracious.
Long week, yeah. Yeah, man.
Hey, man, but you sound great. You really do. It's always good to hear your voice and love to hear the radio show.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Herb. Yeah, man. Now, what kind of day? What kind of day are you having today?
It's a free dental day. People come up and they get free dentistry all through the day. So that's kind of cool.
In Centerville, that's great, man. That's great.
Yeah.
Did your partner in crime, and I use that term loosely, did he mention that I'd approached him for the record book this year?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work out, so I'll leave it at that. But thanks for the call. Well,
I know you hit me up when
you were busy. Of course I did. Of course I did.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's always a great thing to support that.
I miss you, buddy.
Hey, brother, I miss you too. And please tell Robin I said hi and I love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Herb. You have a great day. Appreciate the call. Are you in the muzzleloader contest? Good. Okay. Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you, bud?
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, isn't this a great time to be an outdoorsman? Great time of year.
Great time of year. I love October. My favorite month.
I do, too.
I wish it wasn't so frantic. Maybe after we get this record book out, I'll have the next two Octobers in peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I can imagine what kind of deal that is, but...
It's
last
frantic.
Couple of times I was out, I got to see Mother Nature and the outdoorsmen getting their jobs done. Two times ago when I went out, you saw the picture of that nice perch that I had.
I saw a beautiful 12-inch perch.
Yeah, got back to the ramp, and a gentleman was heading out to replenish his duck blind.
Oh, yeah.
I found that very interesting. The boat was all framed out.
Yep.
And then he had Mother Nature's materials to.
No, he had a load of switchgrass on there, probably.
He had switchgrass and
Blue Stem Farms duck hunters. That's where you go outside of Chestertown. That's where you can get a great deal on switchgrass, and they're a great sponsor of the record book. The Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland's Finest, Blue Stems Farm is a good sponsor, and we measured some great deer out there. Great deer. The Blue Stem Farms is a big complex of farms that grows everything, but switchgrass is one of their main crops, and we've got a story about a giant, enormous typical buck that was taken up there in the upcoming record book, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland's Finest. And you'll read about that. That's a special deer for sure. So
nice.
Had to throw that in, Tim. That's where they get to switch.
No problem.
That's where they get to switch grass is Blue Stem Farm. Just saying.
Gotcha. Oh, and this past Thursday, I was down fishing with their friend Chuck on the chop tank.
Old Chuck, man, he's hanging in there. He's got to be in his 90s, right?
He is, I believe, 92.
Chuck Prawl, man.
But, we saw the birds flying over top the rockfish, and it was. He was like, yeah, we can go fish over them a little bit because those are bigger birds. And then, no, those are small birds and terns, and never trust a tern. And it was a slow day, but we wound up with a...
I throw rocks at every one of those I see, Tim.
A couple of keepers.
You know that?
We wound up with a couple of keepers.
Yeah. You know I throw rocks at... At every one of those birds you mentioned, what'd you call them?
The terns?
Yeah, I throw rocks at every one of them.
And why is that?
I leave no tern unstoned.
I gotcha. And everything we caught the other day was on bucktails, and that's
fun fishing. That's fun fishing.
Yeah, if you're going to learn how to fish a bucktail, I know two guys to fish with. For bucktail fishing, and one is Chuck Prawl, and the other is Lee from Towson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lee's been sending me pictures. His daughter Kayla killed a nice deer, and they're slamming the big smallmouth on the Susquehanna right now. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they're...
Yeah, Lee shares pictures with me as well.
Yep, no question. It's big. Oh, Lee's on hold. Good. All right, well, we'll talk to him. How about that?
Yeah. I will let you get to him, Al. Have a nice day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Take care.
All right, Tim. Thanks. Bye-bye. Tackle Box, Tim. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Lee's next, right? So let's do this. Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's one more time. Oh, my goodness. Sitting here with this fireplace on, it's just marvelous. The heat's coming out, and it's warming the room up. And every now and then we got to leave the door open for the dogs to go out outside. And I think one just disappeared now, and it cools the room off. But you know, when the fireplace comes on, it just fireplace, gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It just warms the room up real quick. It's gorgeous. You know, Hearth America, they did the installation of this EX35 Enviro gas fireplace insert. And we love them. We love the friendly service. We love the knowledgeable follow-up and service. We love the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat from the gas fireplace insert. Can't say enough about it. Not just gas. Enviro makes a pellet insert. Enviro also makes a freestanding pellet stove. A company called Regency makes a wood fireplace insert and a wood freestanding wood-burning stove. All that available, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They have your heat solution, too. If you're restricted, you can't have wood, you can't have pellet, you can't have gas, but you can have electric, Backyard Billy's can take care of that, too. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, whether it's barbecue grills, fireplace inserts, freestanding stoves, electric, they've got it all of it, everything. For your heating season, your supplemental or your primary heat sources this fall and winter. So why not get in there now? It's getting really, really busy on the heat end of things, and get your name in on the queue. 410-827-4500. See the selection. Talk to the people. You'll just have an enjoyable experience. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They have a Facebook page, backyardbillies.com. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You know it. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. There, I said it twice. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
A chicken farmer went out one cold and windy night. He had a bad feeling something wasn't right. Suddenly a giant chicken hit him right in the eye. It was the sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Farmer had raised chickens since he was 24, all working for the colonel for 30 years or more, killing all those chickens and sending them to fry. Now it's payback time for ghost chickens in the sky. Their beaks were black and shiny, their eyes were burning red. Had no meat or feathers, these chickens were dead. They picked the farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy and ate him with coleslaw. The moral of this story, be careful who you eat, cause there's no more painful death than to be rotisserie. Please go have a burger and pass the colonel by, and maybe you'll survive. Ghost chickens in the sky.
Sending that out to all our chicken farmers on Del Marva. I love that song. I'm so glad I found it. 410 WCBM 680. We have a couple callers on the line. Who's first, Chris? Aaron? Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, you know why I'm calling. I want to see where the fish are.
Yeah, well, let's see. I haven't heard really good reports lately. We have Lee on the line afterwards, so keep listening. How's that sound?
Yeah,
he can
help us
out. He can help you out. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Hey, Lee, good morning. Gary wants to know where the fish are. I always get a kick out of Gary. He don't want to waste any gas. He wants to go right there and fish.
No, just go to put your boat in at Turner Station. We had birds working on the inside of the Key Bridge. A lot of unders.
Okay.
One thing I do is I throw a double rig. I put a 1 or 1.5 ounce on the bottom, and then
right.
a smaller jig on the upper. Your lowest jig is a heavier jig, and then
right.
like a 1/4 ounce smaller jig, because what they're feeding on is smaller menhaden.
Right.
But we had breaking fish from the Key Bridge all the way down to the Dundalk Marine Terminal
wow.
over to Bain Brothers. They were
Question.
Scattered, but not real tight schools.
Question.
Yeah. Oh.
You tie a three-way swivel?
I do not. I use a drop loop knot. I have
okay.
no. I use 50 pound mono. I don't
right.
use any fluorocarbon.
Okay.
But I tie a drop loop. I cut off one end of the drop, and then use the trailer end to tie my jig on. So
okay.
I have no three-way.
How far up?
I use. The spread between the two?
Between the lower jig and the drop loop.
30 inches.
And then how far, what's your leader on the small jig?
On the small jig, 6 to 8 inches.
Okay.
10 inches.
Yep. I'm just trying to, give the people a mental picture of it.
Yeah. Okay. And I throw a lot of straight tail.
Okay.
So, bass assassins and,
yep.
and or even a little paddle tail.
Yep.
Another thing, another trick I do is I glue everything. A lot of people, we call it their pants being pulled down, the jig being pulled off. So I
yeah.
use, Gorilla glue,
right?
To glue that the rubber onto the lead head.
Well, I got it.
I don't worry about painted lead heads. I everything I have is just a lead head. The
yeah.
rubber tail does all the work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yep.
the attraction. Yep, that's the attraction. People make a big deal out of the color of the head, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you get down 10 feet in the water column, and there's no color anyway. I mean, it's black or white, you know, so.
Well, the beautiful thing, the entire Patapsco, the water is beautifully clear water.
Wonderful.
I've never seen it as consistently throughout the Patapsco as clean as it is. So we've got really nice clean water. These fish are in 22 to 24 foot of water off of the main shipping channel. And just look, find the birds, you'll find fun. Good numbers, not a whole lot of 19-inch fish, but numbers, you know, practice your catch and release. And
yep.
And it's all good.
And press the barbs down.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I do that on my springtime.
Right.
The fishing I do, but... Yeah, you know, me being commercial fishing, I'm trying to put some numbers in the boat, but
sure.
You know,
correct.
Yep. You know, gentleness, you don't have to up their undersized, just bring them to the side of the boat and just shake them off or whatever.
Yep. Press the barb down and release them. Yep.
Hey, I got a question. I got my property posted.
Mm-hmm.
But why do I go into my daughter's tree stand and there's a sign no dad and no brother Eddie on her tree? What's up with that?
Well,
am I not?
I think I know the answer. She's probably got one. She's watching. don't want brother Eddie or dad in there taking it. That's for sure.
They're getting ready now to go back in the woods. It's not already in the woods, but I had so much fun last night. We cut that deer that I sent you a picture of Kale's because we couldn't obviously don't have a coal box to hang him. But
right,
I enjoyed so much. Not the skinning part, but the processing part and deboning and Alan, have you ever? I know the edible meat, the yield out of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
How do you figure the edible, you know, the deer weighed 160 pounds dressed. What percentage of that? I'm going to probably weigh the buckets of meat, but I've never figured the yield out of a fish.
Ah, well, I have the solution for that.
Penn State
University, years and years and years and years ago, did a heart girth chart. Girth chart. You know, when cattle come to market, they estimate the weight. So by doing a girth around the chest, so Penn State did this with white-tailed deer, and they calculated the live weight, the dressed weight, the bone weight, the hide weight, the blood weight, and then the amount of edible meat. How about that? So you measure the animal around the girth, right behind the front legs, the girth, okay, and you get a number. So let's put it this way. If you have a 40-inch girth on a buck, which is reasonable, your dressed weight would be 153 pounds. Your live weight would be 191. The weight of the hide is 17.1 pounds. The weight of the blood is 9.7 pounds. The weight of the bone is 23.3 pounds. And on a 153-pound dressed deer, you can expect 85 pounds of edible lean meat, boned-out meat.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems you're saying it sounds like what 50%.
50% is roughly right. Yes, that, roughly right.
That sounds about right.
My biggest deer, my two biggest deer dressed out around. One was 193. One was 196. So I'm looking at a, 43-inch heart girth, which I didn't measure, but I did weigh them. So a 190-pound deer would have weighed 234 on the hoof. With 21.8 pound hide, 11.6 pounds of blood, 27.9 pounds of bones, that 190 pound deal yields 103 pounds of boneless meat.
That's incredible. I never knew that formula, but I've always wondered because I'm doing everything I can do to get all the edible meat.
Right,
the shoulders was blowing up a little bit.
Well, see, that's where you have to adjust. So,
right.
is in a blown up meat.
One thing I found, the fat content on running from the neck all the way down most of the spine, the unbelievable amount of fat on this deer is, and the nicest thing about it, it didn't have that rut smell.
Right.
It is a decent buck, but it didn't have any of that.
Right.
I always kind of.
Well, you know, the fat on a deer is mostly inedible. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So.
But it's just a beautiful, healthy deer. It's just the herd this year and the number of roadkill in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's just way up. Just the numbers. I guess you're hearing that all the way around, but.
Yes.
The numbers are there. Plenty of
exactly.
deer to be taken this year. So
I just texted you that heart girth chart.
Thank you. Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You, man.
No question.
Okay.
All right.
I hope the guys catch some fish. Let the paps go good.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Lee.
All right.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yep. See you, Alan.
Yes, sir. See you, Lee. Thank you. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Hey, guess what? We have a caller on the line. I believe his name is Chris from Delaware somewhere. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, Alan. How are you?
What a surprise. There's a familiar voice.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I actually used to be Alan's old producer.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You're not that old.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, I know you're not.
To prove it.
All right. So, Chris, you and I met up at the hangout a little early Thursday morning, and we proceeded to our nice little property there in Queen Anne's County. And I kind of had a strategy that, well, I'll put you kind of in the deer. So you want to tell the story from your perspective, what happened on our hunt, start to finish.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, it all went like this. Backstory is I just recently started to learn how to hunt, and a couple years ago I got a squirrel. And on my to-do list was get a deer. So Alan invited me out, and we walked in a little bit later than normal, but it was still undercover. And I'm on one end of the field in a ground blind. Alan's up in a tree stand in my eyes. And we're 10 texts to each other. And then all of a sudden he says, Chris, there's four of them.
Now, wait a minute. You're leaving out the first sighting of the day.
Oh.
Didn't you have a deer pop out at like 25 yards?
Yeah, it was like that. She looked at me. I looked at her. And before I could get my gun up, she had gone back into the woods. And I'm just like, ah, Alan, guess what? I just had a deer sighting.
Uh-huh.
And Alan texted me back and says, did you get her? I'm like, no, she popped back in the woods before I could even pick the gun up. So I'm sitting in this ground blind. Alan's up in the air, and he's sending me pictures. Chris, there's four of them in the bean field. They're coming your way. Now, mind you, I'm down at the bottom of a slope in a ground blind. All I see in front of me is a hill of soybeans. Like, Alan, they're not coming. Yes, they're heading in your direction.
Yep.
No, they're not. I don't see them.
Yeah, well.
And then all of a sudden, they just disappeared.
Yes, they did. They vanished like those ghost chickens in the sky. They just they got in the beans, and that was it. I don't know if they laid down, if they got spooked or whatever happened, but that field is very difficult. Not only are the soybeans high enough to hide a standing deer without their head being, you can't see them without their heads up, you know, and they can just walk away without you seeing them, but there's a deep dip in that field that I can't see because of the undulation in the field, and you can't see it, but the deer can walk, you know, east or west on that dip and go either into the pines unseen or off into the another part of the property. So, yeah, that's probably what happened. They probably just bailed somewhere along the line. So continue, my friend.
Well, and we broke for lunch, came back, and now I'm saying, well, let's go in a different part of the field. Do you want to take this stand or you want to be on the ground blind? Well, I can't think of the name of the type of deer stand, but I tried it out. And I don't think I'm ready for that. I'll just go ahead and I'll take the ground blind.
Right. So we moved it. We did move it, right?
Moved it. Yeah, we moved it. And I'm looking for a place. I said, well, you put it here in front of this berm, and they may walk around you. You may be surprised or further down. Well, I put it further down thinking, okay, I'll get two views. Well, I'm sitting there, didn't hear anything from Alan or from you.
Right.
And I thought, okay, well, I'll just go ahead and I'm just going to move it to this corner. If they walk behind me and surprise me, this will be great. But this way, I've got a straight shot, no pun intended,
right,
straight down this one part of the trail.
Right.
All of a sudden, I get a text. Chris, there's two does.
In the corner.
In your direction. In the corner.
In the corner. My phone's dying. I'm at 2% at this point.
Yeah.
In the corner.
And in the corner. And I'm looking around going, Alan, I can't see him. Chris, they're coming your way. I can't see him. And then he says, and because I said, I'm too far back off the trail. I'm in the bush, and I can't see anything other than straight down this one trail. Well, crawl if you have to.
And then the phone died. That was the final
text. And then the phone died. And I'm sitting here going, okay, so I'm in the military. I'm going to have to crawl with a muzzle. This one.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, I crawl. By the time I'm in, so I walk and...
Uh-oh, Chris, you must have moved around wherever you are.
All right, how about now?
That's good. Yeah, you were okay. you were at the peak of the story there and kind of bailed on us. So go for all it, right. Please.
All right, so I walk out. The doe looks at me. I look at her. She shakes her head. I pull the rifle up, tighten sling, and do a military hold. And I look at her, got it, Mike. Crosshairs right where they're supposed to be. All of a sudden, the heart rate went up, breathing got heavier, and I jerked the trigger. Bam, the muzzle loader goes off. Beautiful gun, so wolf, CVA wolf.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you know, smoke clears, and in the process of the smoke clearing, I see these two tails go flying through the bean field.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk back to my ground blind, put my gun down, walk back out, text Alan the message, I think I missed.
By that point, I'm down out of my climber. I'm out at the edge of the woods. I walk out to the edge of the woods, and I don't know if you saw these animals, but two deer exploded out of the bean field, tails up, running full tilt, jumping, leaping, doing the whole deer escape thing, waving at me bye-bye with those tails, and into the pines and gone. So
never. And then we sat down and didn't see anything for the rest of the afternoon, evening.
Right. But we did track. I mean, we made a valiant effort to look for hair, for blood, for, you know, for trails into the beans. We walked through the beans and, you know, kind of cautiously walk through the beans without, you know, stomping them down, that type of thing. But my appraisal at the end of the day, Chris, you missed.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you did. All right. Stay on the line. Guess what? Stay on the line. It's time for a break.
And with that, we'll be right back with more of the Outdoorsman Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well done. Hey, folks, Backyard Billy's, our great sponsor, Backyard Billy's, is coming up. But first, I have to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. And don't think that Spurry's is not a great sponsor either. They are. They're tremendous people. Spurry's Tire Service. Right there, Dover and Elliott, block and a half away, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. They even have tires for my son-in-law's work truck. Yeah, it's a pickup truck, but you know what? His boss said, that's a good price. Get them. So four new tires went on son-in-law's work truck this week. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to your barnyard, to your farm tractor and all the farm machinery you have. This time of year, all the harvesters, you know, sometimes they'll hit a deer antler or something like that, blow a tire, goes right to Spurry's. Lawn mowers, wheelbarrows, no problem. ATV tires, no problem. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They do that all the time, all day long. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384. Hit their website, spurriestire.com. Did I say there was no appointment needed for tires? That's true. No appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call, 410-822-7384, right here in Easton at Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit batterywarehousemaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash,
get to the battery warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Taints, drag rag, and rubber mug boots, and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rolled the wind down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed all around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my buck.
All right, she shot his buck right out the window. I don't know where he hunts or she hunts, but that is certainly not legit here in Maryland, nor is it, of course, ethical. So, or legal or ethical. So, you know, we play the song, you know, and it's just a funny song. It's fiction, so be it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. I think our buddy Chris is back.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good morning. So,
good morning.
Nothing, after that, we didn't see anything else, except you didn't see anything else.
No, I didn't see anything else.
No, you didn't see anything else. But,
well, I mean, other than the bat flying around catching mosquitoes, that's
pretty
much it.
Well, I had one more little encounter.
You did?
I think I told you this. Yeah, I climbed down out of the climber, and I'm only 15 yards inside the wood line, maybe. All right, so I climb down. I'm quiet about it because I don't like to alert everything around me. I climb down and I get on the ground. And of course, there's about 4 or 5 minutes left in legal shooting time. Okay, so I figured I'll sneak out here to the field and see if there's anything out there, and I still have a few minutes in case there's something. And, you know, you were still in the stand, I believe, or maybe getting ready to walk out. I can't remember.
No, I was sitting there waiting.
Yep. So I turn around, and I look out through the opening that I walk in on, and there's a mowed path around the soybean field. And in that mowed path, about 20 yards from me, I see a body, a deer body. Can't see the head. And I thought, hey, you know, I may have one more chance. Well, it was a doe. Big, light-colored doe, a little lighter than the most of the deer that I've seen. She was more blonde than anything, and I'm watching, and there's another body next to her. And I get the binoculars up slowly. Now, think about this. I'm only 20, 25 yards away, and I'm in the woods. The only, you know, I've got my orange on, but you can't see that now. You know, they can't see it, distinguish it too much because it's dark, but I'm not moving. I know they knew there was something in there, but they didn't know what. And so I got the binoculars up, and the other one is also a doe, so I'm not shooting. But, you know, you hold out hope to the last minute, and I was. And they just kind of milled around there for a minute or two. At one point, they got side by side, and I thought, man, if I shot right now, I've never taken two deer in one shot, but I mean they were tight. And then they turned their butts to me, and they did what do they call that when they do the swimming in synchrony? What do they call that? Anyway, that they were wagging their tails in synchronous motion, you know. And I'm like, okay, I got a good view there. Thank you so much for the dance. Now move on, ladies. And they did. They moved on and they walked away and went, walked south of me and went into the bedding area. But the final moment encounter was pretty cool. So
yeah, and back I think to, I think those were the two that, and one of them I shot at.
Could be, could very well been, but it wasn't, didn't seem to be, but it could have very well been. So, yeah, the one of them was a little lighter than the other, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, yes, and a very bit, possible.
Just a hair smaller.
Yep.
Not much.
No.
Nope. A hair smaller.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was the two of them.
So we get back to the truck. I'm waiting. I got my gear off. I don't know where Chris is, but I'm fully confident he's coming. I flashed my, I don't know, did you see me flash my flashlight at you?
No, I did see the truck lights.
Ah, okay.
So that's
got
when
it.
I knew that you were out and you were down.
Yep. And so Chris comes out. I walk around the truck, and you're standing there in full gear, and you're just kind of looking at me, and what did you say? Do you recall what you said?
No, I don't remember, because everything from that shot on is just a blur. I don't remember that.
You looked at me, and you said...
Oh, yes, now I do.
What did you say?
I said, I can understand how this can become addictive.
Yep, you did.
And I'm ready for the next time.
So, on October 19th, a deer hunter was born.
At 6 foot, 212 pounds.
Uh-huh, very good. Buddy, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing the hunt. I want to thank you for joining me on Thursday. We had a good time. We'll do it again. I know we've got a rifle hunt planned here for Cecil County in the firearm season. Of course, there's late muzzleloader too. So, but, you know, you don't have a shotgun. You don't have a slug gun. You don't have a straight wall firearm yet. But we've got plenty of firearms here to use if you want to use a shotgun or if you want to. But you can always use your muzzleloader in firearm season. So you're invited back anytime.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, and I look forward to the next encounter.
Very good. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Well, thank you, sir. Take care.
We'll be in touch. Thank Definitely. You, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks again. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line, Aaron? We're all set. Well, then I'll tell the folks about Backyard Billy's like I threatened. Yeah, they're good folks. I mean to tell you, if you haven't been there, you need to go. Just go, surround yourself in the environment. Think about your backyard. Think about your barbecue area, your deck. Think about your heat source in your house. Just go with a wide open mind to Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You have a fireplace that you're not using and you want to use it, and you may need to use it for supplemental heat, consider a gas fireplace insert, a pellet stove insert, a wood insert. They've got them all by a company called Enviro or a company called Regency. Freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well. They've got electric fireplace inserts if you're, you know, if your homeowners association doesn't allow you to use gas or wood or pellets and you need to use electric. They've got it, and they're replacing a lot of those right now. Why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? They're located Route 50, Exit 44B, right off Evans Avenue there in Graysonville. Drummond Road is the actual road they're on. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they can supply you with a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America. Stop by the showroom this weekend, because the cold weather's coming right down the pike. Trust me on that. You'll be glad you did. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500 is the phone number. The Hearth America Facebook page or backyardbillies.com is the website. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is, and Hearth America is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I want to tell you about a gun, a shotgun, a BPS Field. If you like a pump shotgun, really consider the BPS Field. You'll never need to buy another pump. Newly designed stock with a new look, large trigger guard, larger, matte blue finish barrel, and forged machine steel receiver with bottom ejection. So good in a duck blind or goose pit. Satin finish walnut, pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surfaces. Back from Browning, the BPS Field model, synthetic stock models are also available that'll take more abuse than the wood stock. Now, if you're a firearms hunter and you like bolt action firearm, I recommend the X-Bolt. Many, many series, many, many guns in that series, the X-Bolt Pro series. There's three guns in that series, the long range, the McMillan, and the light one, whatever it's called, mountain rifle or something like that. Cerakote barrels, camo finished stock, bronze barrel, noise or recoil reducing suppressor on the front. Extremely accurate bolt action big game hunting perfection from Browning and Clyde Sport Shop. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers available. Adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. If you want a bolt action, that's the one. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com, the website, open 7 days a week. Stop by this weekend. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. They've been around since 1957, the first Browning dealer in Baltimore. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block. Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music. Thanks, folks. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Take a friend hunting, maybe for the first time. Hug your family. See you next week.